It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. Yep, that's the sound of a voice that has been hit by pollen and dust. It is, if you've got allergies right now, you are suffering pretty miserably. But I'll tell you what, you look down at this Albia Square, and what a thing of beauty. What kind of trees? I know that Scotty Fry probably has an answer. What kind of trees are those, Scotty? You know, they're beautiful trees. That's the best description, but there's probably some scientific and special name for those trees, and I'm sure with your wisdom over there, you've got it.
I just believe they're crab apples, Jason.
Crab apples.
I am not sure, but Tom Williamson's the one who'd know that answer.
You know, he would.
Yep.
He would. Tom Williamson, but unfortunately, today you got me. That's right. Well, looking out the Albia Square, it's absolutely gorgeous, and we're going to talk a lot about the spring sports here this morning. We're going to have the boys and girls tennis coach is going to join us on the line. Coach Joe Judge is on location. He's got a tournament today, but we'll catch up with Justin Huber, the girls tennis coach, talk about their progress in the season as they look to the final stretch to head to the conference tournament, which is always one of the true joys of when you're around tennis here in Southern Iowa. It truly is one of the special events. The coaches get together. It's a spectacle. It's pretty cool, Scotty, because all these kids come around, boys and girls, they do the conference tournament together. Then you'll have parents come from all the different schools, and of course, you know, the kids, because it's a full day event, they get to know each other. They hang around each other. Tents come up, Scotty, and it's just fun to see. You know, you get this great competition going on. Kids are competing for conference titles and the chance to go on to districts. Yet they're barbecuing and having fun together.
Yeah, I think that just shows the whole true meaning of sports, and you know, it's more to it than just the game, I guess.
Because sometimes I think we lose track. You know, on a football Friday night, it's pretty easy with all the testosterone flowing around, and you know, the pads are popping, and you know, you got the rivalries going. But it really is, you know, when they and even in football, when the game's over, the kids they get together, they shake hands, and they enjoy each other. And when you compete against the same kids over and over again in baseball, basketball, whatever the sport, you start to build those friendships.
Yeah, and you know, again with high school sports, you never know. One of these days, those kids may be your teammate in college.
Good point. Well, we're going to talk with the track team. Oh my goodness, folks! I'll tell you what, it's unbelievable how good the boys and girls track teams have become. And kudos to Coach Ty Ratliff. His staff is going to stop by. Coach Darren Hill, I think, is going to come up here along with Jeff Bill. We're going to talk about the track team. Drake Reilly is just a blink of an eye away. And I think a possibility of five boys events at Drake Relays. Coming off a Drake Relay championship last year, you know, you just think, you know, how can it get any better? Well, it just keeps getting better, and Coach Ratliff and his crew are doing a great job of getting our young men in a position to be their best. And I'll tell you what, when our kids are given the chance to be their best, oftentimes they come out being the best, and we're going to find out from those guys towards the half hour mark about the track team. And then at the 9:45 mark, Cyclo fans. Last week it was Iowa, the Hawkeye fan turns to talk spring football. Well, I've got Paul Clark lined up to talk a little Cyclone spring football, a little renovation going on there in that that south end zone. It looks pretty spectacular. It'll be a great addition to an already good environment. Jack Trice Stadium, always fun, and with the closing in of that south end zone will be a neat thing to see come to fruition. But they're going to be watching what's going on in the football field during the spring game, and we're going to talk to Paul Clark about the Cyclone football team. This and so much more, and with the leaves and with the beauty coming on here and with a little rain maybe in the forecast, Mushroom Hunters, how are you doing out there? Maybe some of you right now are on your way to your favorite spot. we've got you spotted, and we're trying to lock you in with the with all these fancy gadgets on the cell phones. I'm going to find a way to find out those spots, and when we come back, maybe we'll take a few texts or calls in and see if anybody's found any mushrooms yet. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
TJ DeMoss is the owner and operator of DeMoss Auction Company and now real estate agent and auctioneer for Mossy Oak Properties of Albia. I can provide you with a complete auction service and help with all your real estate needs. If you're looking for a friendly professional that wants to work with you, call TJ DeMoss of DeMoss Auction Company and Mossy Oak Properties at 641-799-2323.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Should you buy or lease your vehicle from Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville? Brian Hargrave explains why leasing makes sense.
They just wanted to come up with something that would fit what we needed, what we were looking for. It was just person-centered. And after we had talked with the salesman for a while, Steve took time to come over and explain the lease program to us in a way that had never been explained to us before. I had never really considered leasing a vehicle until Steve made it so clear that for our situation and what we were looking for, it really made the most sense. There wasn't any high pressure. I just would say that it was really a custom-made lease and just a perfect deal for us. We in the past had really kind of looked to the big city dealerships to find the vehicle we were looking for, but they had a couple there on the lot that were just absolutely what we wanted. The selection for, you know, a small town dealer, if you want to call it that, was super.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, general manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, live from the KIC studios, looking down at the Albia Square, courtesy of Community First Credit Union. Going to join up with Coach Justin Huber. Coach, first-year coach of the girls' tennis team. Coach, welcome back on the Coach's Corner. Last time we left you, you guys were coming off a couple of nice wins, and maybe you can help us get updated where you guys have been here recently and how are things going here in your first year?
Yeah, Jason, things are going pretty well right now. We started out the year, we were 2-0. We're now 2-3. But, you know, we've played some really good competition in Oski and Pellet Christian and then fell to a close one the other night with Centerville. So, you know, kind of wanting to rebound. We have Sheridan and Centerville Monday and Tuesday. But we're doing some really good things, and the girls are coming out and improving every day. And we're just getting better as the season goes along.
Well, buddy, we got to get back to talking some tennis, but I've got to just stray away because I don't know what I just heard in the background. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm out at the farm today, Jake.
are you out taking care of the animals? Or I hope that was an animal in the background because if that's a human, I don't know what you're doing to them.
No, yeah, we're out at the farm today. My dad and brother are gone to a rodeo, so me and Grandpa are in charge today.
You tell Grandpa I said hello. He's one tough cookie. I know where you got your football toughness. I think it was from your grandma. You tell Grandpa that if you don't mind.
Yeah, I will. Grandma's out here today too, helping. She keeps me and Grandpa in line.
Well, let's talk about the competition that you get to face here in Southern Iowa, and to get Oscar Sampella, buddy, after coming off a couple of big victories. That's a tough recipe to get through, but it can certainly make you better when you're playing that kind of competition.
Yeah, it can, Jason. I mean, we played well against Oscar Sampella, Chris. You know, we didn't win every match, but our girls played through it. And they even talked to me about, you know, this is going to improve for them later on when we get into some more conference play and later on for, you know, when we're playing for the conference title.
Coach, when you're trying to find the lineup and the right comparings with teams, because you really are, you guys are really now looking towards the stretch here. Are you able to experiment a little bit, or do you really keep it straight up in terms of competition on girls beating out girls?
We try to keep it as close as we can. I do have some other girls that get into the lineup, and I move some girls around, especially in my doubles, and have them play together, you know, especially when we're playing non-district, you know, teams like Pella Christian, Oski. I experimented with some other girls playing together just to see what fits best for our team. And I think it's worked out well. I mean, we're getting some good competition. Some girls are getting some different looks of, you know, what they're seeing. And I think, like I said, in the long run, it's going to help us, you know, find that perfect chemistry of what we're going to need for, you know, district play, conference play.
Well, I think about, you know, some of the athletes you got. You know, Hannah Isley, we talk about her a lot because she's so darn athletic and talented. But Mackenzie Billings. Buddy, she's been around tennis. There's a girl that knows the game of tennis. She's played it since she's a little girl, and it's rare that you get somebody in your program that's had that kind of experience. But talk about her and your top six right now and who you're seeing really kind of grab on to those leading roles.
Yeah, Mackenzie, she's great. She's such a leader for the team. You know, she helps the girls. She even helps me, you know, with the coaching. I mean, like you said, she's played since she's been little, and she's really the leader of our team. And like I say, she's done a fantastic job taking on that leader role and playing that number one spot for us. And then I have Allison Hazelton, who's been doing great in singles and plays doubles with Kenzie. And then you got Brenna Stevens and Peyton Sennett. They're doing a fantastic job as well. And then you have Rachel Sarver, who, you know, Rachel just brings a smile to your day, you know, face every day. And then I also have Hannah Romanko in there. And she's so competitive in how she does, especially, you know, her family comes from a very competitive family, like especially with Ryan and Macy, too. And then I also have Macy Lawrence and Molly Spurgeon in my lineup, too, as well, and for doubles. And they've all done just a fantastic job this year.
Well, I think I said Hannah Isley, and I meant Hannah Romanko, and I was trying, you know, my mind sometimes gets lost, Coach, when you start to lose your voice. The double teams, do you go straight up with one and two and three and four and five and six, or do you like to mix that up a little bit?
We've stayed one and two with Kinsey and Allison the whole year, but I've mixed it up with the three and four and five and six. Like I said, I've got a girl that has other commitments once in a while, so we have to throw someone in there. You know, that's one thing about spring. There's so much for all the athletes to do. I have girls that are in more than one sport, so which is great for our program, and I like to see that they're doing two sports. So we have to change it up every once in a while, or like I said, we kind of mix it up just to see what best fit, you know, for us. So.
Well, you know, one of the things, Coach, that, you know, I look at as being a coach of tennis, you guys are really kind of handicapped a little bit with facilities. You know, how do you guys get it done? Because you got a lot of kids, you need a lot of kids to really build a program, but you know, you're really short on places you can get in there and practice.
Yeah, we are, but you know, me and Coach Judge, we make it work. We schedule practices to where they come at different times throughout the night. From, you know, we start at 4, we'll end at 6. But we do have 4 courts, so we'll send, like, if we want people to play each other, we'll send them to one court while me and Coach are on the other courts working with the players. And it's worked out fairly well. It's a lot of numbers for 4 courts, but we've made it work, and, you know, that's just what you got to do.
Well, buddy, I know it sounds like you're real busy working. Have you been out mushroom hunting yet?
I went for a few minutes last night, but I think if I get everything done today, I might sneak out for a while.
All right, you want to show us where that path's at, buddy? I just, I'm trying to cut me down some time, so, I'm hoping maybe you can just point us right out to that spot.
Yeah, Yeah, well, about like every mushroom hunter, Jason, I don't reveal my secret spots.
All right, well, how about your secrets to this week for a successful Lady D softball, or I mean, tennis week?
Yeah, I have a good feeling. Like I say, we played Sheraton Monday night, and we did fairly well against them last time, and I feel like we're going to be in the right position for that match, and then hopefully it leads over. We'll play Centerville again, and like I said, we played them really close, and I think, you know, we've seen their girls play now, and I think after we've seen them play, we've talked about what we need to do and hopefully bring home two more wins for this week.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. Always a joy talking to you. Tell Grandma and Grandpa I said hello, and we'll be looking forward to visiting with you guys here soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Outstanding Coach Justin Huber. First-year coach of the girls' tennis team, doing a great job, and he is a lot of fun to be around, and I know the girls are having lots of fun with Coach Huber, and you know, one thing about it, he will work really, really hard to become an excellent tennis coach, and he'll be a great program to watch on the rise, folks, as tennis has always been a really good program here, but I liked where it's going, and we're going to take a time out, come right back. We're going to catch up with the other tennis coach. Coach Judge is going to join us, and then I've got Coach Bill in the house. We're going to talk some Albia track here as we move along on this busy Saturday morning here at the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton, Iowa is your authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Arctic Cat, CF Moto, Kawasaki, Polaris, Suzuki, and Yamaha. They've expanded their already large selection by adding Can-Am ATV, side-by-side, and Spyder trikes. They're in stock now and ready to ride. Stop by CNC Cycle for a test drive and get a good deal at CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton. They're a good deal better. And you can visit them on the web at cc-cycle.com.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance, or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local C1st or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner as we move along. Continue to talk tennis here. Let's go to the boys, Coach Joe Judge, who's on location. And Coach, where are you at this morning?
We're in Knoxville. We got a Knoxville invite here. It's Albia and Oskaloosa, Seidel, Pella, and Pella 2 team.
So this is a pretty good mix of teams, Coach. And these Saturday tournaments can be a really great opportunity for, particularly if you can get a full team, to go out and get some guys some reps against some really good competition.
absolutely. Today, you know, this is ACT day, and I got several guys taking the ACT, so it's given me an opportunity to bring in some of the younger players. And right now, I'm watching Bryce McCann and Tyler Beard playing. It's a pretty competitive match, and for sophomores to get some action like this, it's just it's great for the development of their game.
Well, I always felt that Saturdays was a great place for you like to do that, to get a chance to experiment and try different lineups. But one thing about it, Coach, you guys have been pretty consistent with your lineup here in the early part, but I've been impressed with Carter Isley on the tennis court. You know, we talk oftentimes about all these big burly football players, and then they get out on the basketball court and they look like ballerinas. And I've been impressed with his play. But as a team, you guys have been pretty impressive here. You're continuing to develop.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Carter is taking the ACT, so he's not out here today, but he has been playing some really impressive tennis for a guy that picked up a racket just 12 months ago. And it, you know, there's some fundamentals that an athlete can do to pick up and to take it to the next level in tennis. You got to develop your stroke, and which takes a lot of practice and time. But when you got athletes like Carter, they can give challenges to those longtime players. It's good having him on. Noah Belt's here today, and he's the 3 seed in this tournament. He's only got 1 loss against a really good Glosser from Centerville, and he's got a bye first round here, and we'll see how he goes. And I also got Cameron Jordan and Blake Lawless. They're up, I think, 3-2 in a doubles match versus Austin.
Coach, talk about your team, where you guys have been since the last time we've been together, and then we'll talk about what I think is going to be a really good and an important week for you guys this coming week.
Yeah, it's a good week coming up here. I've got a couple JV tournament or matches scheduled, which, you know, I got 28 boys out this year, so I've scheduled some JV matches this week. Give the varsity guys a rest for a night and play some JV. But we got Sheraton on Monday, and we'll have the regular starting lineup, which is Noah Belt, Carter Isley, Blake Wallace, Cameron Jordan, Jacob West, and Brett Freshwater. And I probably will play McKim and Beard at the 3 doubles that night just to get them some more reps on the varsity lineup. And then we got Pella tournament on a week from today, which is pretty much going to look like our district, where we've got Maharishi and Pella both in that tournament, and some pretty stiff competition there. So that's this week.
Well, Coach, when you start to get towards this part of the year, you're starting to really start to feel comfortable with your lineup, or you know, you're starting to see your lineups. But you will have guys in that 5-6 spot that'll make a run for things and kind of surprise you. But are you feeling pretty comfortable with where you got your lineup at right now?
Yeah, I'm really comfortable. I'm actually gonna. You can listen in as we take a minute here. I'm gonna call Tyler Beard over. Tyler, what's the score, man? Tyler Beard and Bryce McKim just won 2 in a row and went up 4-3 in their meet. So you can do a little coaching and radio interview at the same time. I don't want to talk to them too much. If they win 2 games in a row, you just kind of, as a coach, you sit back and let them keep doing what they're doing.
Well, that's you know, those are 2 guys that are really good athletes, Coach. And you talked to maybe getting them some opportunities this week at Sheraton. That'll be a great experience for them. But those are kind of guys that can kind of sneak up and at the end of the year may find themselves in a place where they're really contributing.
Do not be surprised if they are playing at districts. I mean, I know that some of the guys, West and Freshwater, probably don't want to hear that, but. They're pushing those guys really hard, and in the end, it just makes both teams better by having that competition for that spot. Because, you know, on that day, we're going to take the best team that we've got into that tournament, and they both, all four of those guys know that. Because it just makes them compete harder.
Well, Coach, talk about how do you, you know, the coaches have the discretion to put their lineup together however they want it. But I know that that oftentimes in the past, you know, that's you guys have let them earn it by competing against each other. Is the same thing true on doubles as it is on individuals, or is that really a coach's call?
No, the rule is that a coach is supposed to play their best player that day in the ranking. So my best player that day, that's the way the rules state. And in singles, that doesn't change all that much. Usually your best player is your best player. Doubles teams see a lot of change. And just depending on how you put the teams together and, you know, what is the method of my madness on how I team people up. With McKim and Beard, you know, they're both two sophomores that are doing the game for the first time. And so, you know, it's just that gives them the opportunity to learn together and develop together, and they're probably going to be a team that I see going forward for the next 3 years playing together. The other lineup, you know, you want to give your upperclassmen, people that have been with the program for a while, like Noah Belt, you want to give him the best opportunities he's got to get seeds in a tournament and you know, so that he's got an opportunity at districts to move through that tournament. So you bring him to a tournament like today where he's going to get some pretty good solid wins against some good opponents. And it just helps build his resume. And there was talk of maybe playing him in doubles, but I want to help build his singles resume. So that's how I put him in singles in this tournament.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a lot of fun as we get down the stretch here, and a big week for you guys coming ahead. I think it's always great. The JV tournaments are so crucial for the foundation of the program to continue to develop those younger kids and those kids that are just getting into the sport. And, Coach, you just keep getting it done, buddy. So keep up the good work, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, Jason.
Head Coach Joe Judge, head coach of the boys tennis team. Going to be lots of fun to watch here down the stretch, and I can't wait to – that old conference term is coming up here real soon, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll keep it right here. We'll keep you updated with all the boys and girls tennis. When we come back, we're going to get to the old Oval as Coach Bill's in the house and Coach Stringfellow's here. We're going to talk about their run this morning and what's going on in the track and set things up for the Drake Relays when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
You've no doubt heard about metal roofing. Perhaps you've even thought about replacing the roof on your home with a metal roof. Hi, I'm Jim Vanderbeek. The Proline Building Company has been installing metal roofs for more than 20 years, and we can proudly say that thousands of metal roofs throughout Iowa bear the Proline name, and that means quality. Let's talk today about the benefits of a metal roof. Visit our website at iowadreambuilder.com.
Hanson's Iowa Realty is a name you should associate with success. Not just their success, but count listing your real estate with Hanson's as your success. List your acreage, residential, commercial, and recreational property with Hanson's for the success you expect. To list your property, call Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton, 641-774-5822.
When you're ready to make that large investment in your life, contact me, Kay Spieler, at Mossy Oak Properties, 641-932-1234. I am the one to give you the commitment and dedication from the beginning to the happy ending.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. As we move along here on the Saturday morning, Coach Bill's in the house. Coach Ratliff's off on duty, serving his country as he has the National Guard. But Coach, busy week. You guys had a really important week. This was crunch time for you guys.
Yeah, we. Actually, we kind of started it last Saturday. Well, to put it back a little further than that, we've had 5 meets in the last 10 days. So the boys they're pretty shot right now. So we're kind of going through a little recovery over the weekend here, and hoping that we can come back Monday at a meet at Corydon and do well. But, last Saturday with prom going on and still trying to qualify for Drake with some things, Coach Hill and Winky and I took 6 boys and Jordan over to Oskaloosa, which I don't know if you've seen the paper or not, but the meet over to Oskaloosa is supposed to be the oldest track meet in Iowa, and it's like 88 years, and we took Hunter over for the 100. He ran well. Wasn't quite the time that we wanted, but he ran well. We ran the 4x2, and we needed what we thought was a couple seconds off to make it into Drake, and turned out we won the 4x2, knocked our time down almost 3 seconds.
Wow.
And broke a meet record that had stood for 52 years. And the 4x4, once again, we needed probably 2 or 3 seconds off. We took 3 seconds off again and broke a meet record that had stood for 67 years. So we was real proud of the boys. Jordan run a 2:25 over there, which wasn't quite what she had planned, but once again she didn't really have the people to push her in. She's gonna get there yet, but not Drake this year, but she's making quite a statement in her 800. Tuesday we went to Sheraton. It's been a busy week. So we got a chance to run against a strong Carlisle team, pulled her 4x2 time down even more. So right now, with the qualifying times and stuff in, that took us, put us in like the 4th spot at that time. Actually, now we're in the 5th spot, or 7th spot, excuse me. But that should put us in the fast heat when we're at Drake. Thursday night, we went over to Clark, and as he was talking, Todd is gone this week, so it really shows what our volunteer coaching staff does for us. Chrissy and Darren was at school, and we didn't have rosters and stuff finished out. So we had Hunter was sick that day, so when all of a sudden you've got a roster and then you have to start making changes, and they was on the phone with Todd because I work over in Sheraton and wasn't available to talk on the phone. And by the time they picked me up in Sheraton on the way to Osceola, we had almost a completely redone roster, and everything worked out fine. We have several people that volunteer, and I know, like with the football and stuff, that you help with, you really rely on them volunteers when something goes wrong. Sharm Powers' father died last weekend, so I was supposed to go to the junior high meet Tuesday, but I was already in Sheraton, and Darren Hill says, well, Coach, that's stupid for you to come clear back over here. Let me go in your place. So he took the girls, and Darren Helm had the boys over there at Pekin, and they had a great time, and it worked out perfect. So I didn't have to drive a lot extra, and so our coaching staff really helps to spread things around.
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of the things I think is the reasoning behind why this has been such a really strong run for Albia Track, and is that you know, you really have a lot of really solid bonds that are built, not just people showing up and filling roles, but real strength of bonds. You know, you guys run together, you know, you guys get along, you're friends, and you know, when you start to build that kind of bond, the kids can see that. In football, coaches who believe in coaches, players who believe in players, and players who believe in coaches, and coaches who believe in players, that's the formula. And it's no different in any sport. And, you know, you go that to cross country. You know, when you have those kind of bonds with coaches, then you know, you start to know, you know, your own limitations. You know where you can help each other, and you're not afraid to tell each other really what you need.
Yeah. You know, going back to like you said, cross country, Todd and Chrissy and I run together quite a bit, and you'll see us running on a
highway
on a Saturday
or
somewhere.
You know, in the middle of nowhere. I saw you out by Tyrone jumping across the creek 2 weeks ago, and I think you ballooned in about. It wouldn't surprise me, you know, with you guys.
We've been our share of places, but you know, we try to impress upon the kids that running shouldn't be a chore. It should be fun. It's not something you have to do. It's something you have the opportunity to do. So we try to get them doing some of the fun runs with us, like Living History Farms and the Drake Half, Dam to Dam, things like that. So they get a little expansion of their 2.5 or 3.1 when they're doing,
you know,
13.1. But
coaching you know, football and different sports, and I'll oftentimes hear coaches, you know, say, hey, you know, if you guys are all gonna have to run if you don't get this done, I'm like, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, yes, you know. And so, you know, running should never be punishment, because
right,
it is fun.
Well, I've seen for like the cross country and track shirt, they'll have something on the back, your punishment is our reward. You know, to me, with some of the issues I've had, I don't look at it as something that I have to do. It's something I have the opportunity to do.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I love to run, and I hope that the kids all see that I have a love for it, that Todd has a love for it, Chrissy does, Bill and Darren, all of them, because, I mean, we all like to run. And that was one of your favorite things to do when you was 3 or 4 or 5 years old. You're in junior high. You're still running. It's when you get bigger and get in a car, all of a sudden it changes.
When you got a little kid in the house as a dad or a grandpa, you find out that just kind of, maybe you wish they didn't like to run so much.
Yeah. So if the kids can see that we still like it, and you know, we'll never ask them to do something that we probably haven't done in practice right alongside of them, regardless of what sport we're doing, you know. In track, you'll still see Todd and I out there, and Bill, trying to do 200s at times. You know, I'm not as fast as I used to be. I can still move around, but there's a lot more of them in front of me than what used to be. But the kids know that we won't ask them to do what we haven't done or what we wouldn't do right alongside them. So I think they're more receptive to doing the workouts that we do. And you know, we put a lot of time in studying different workout programs and stuff, and the kids are really good about working hard for us. So our program is where it is because we got some fine young athletes that are willing to put out the effort. You know, the knowledge can be there, but they got to have the effort and ability to follow through, and they do a good job of it. So,
well, those records that were broke this last week, last Saturday, I mean, those are some impressive. You think about the tremendous athletes that have ran in the longest meet in state history, and those records go down, and that's just wow, it's impressive. But in with that has come the opportunity for some of your young men to run at Drake Relays, and with the Blue Oval, there is none. I don't think there's a better environment in the entire country, maybe in the world.
Drake is just an amazing facilities, amazing place to be. I don't know as if a lot of people really understand what the concept of the Drake Relays is. There are four classes in track and field, 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A, with 1A being the small schools and 4A being the big schools like your Valley and Des Moines East, Bentendorf, that sort. So you're talking schools that might have 20 kids per class in a 1A to schools that might have 500 and some kids in a 4A. And when you get to Drake, them 400 schools are all grouped together. So you could have a kid that's number 12 in his class, and he's going to be running against a kid that's number one out of 500 in his. And it's
pretty amazing.
It's a rush to me. To me, I think of Drake as bigger than state, because there is no division of classes like there is in a state meet. And you are one of the 24th best relays. One of the events, there's only 8 kids that get to run it, the 400 low hurdles.
You have to qualify to get there.
You have to qualify by time.
And you know, one of the hard things about that is if you don't get the break with weather, you may not get the break with time. So how many have you qualified already, or have we got that line crossed?
The end of qualifications was Thursday night.
Yep.
At midnight. The actual breakdown that they will confirm is by 4 o'clock today. So I mean, we have a pretty darn strong
idea.
I'm pretty sure what we've got in is in. Looks like we're going to qualify 5 events. We have Kieran Judge in the discus.
Wow.
There's a story right there. Kieran's a tremendous athlete. He's also doing soccer this year. We was on our way to Centerville last Thursday, and I mean the weather was just terrible. It was cold, it was windy, it was rainy. I don't think I've been going to track meets for half a century, and that was the worst conditions that I'd ever been in. And we was talking on the way down that, look, Kieran has been throwing 140s. I think 145 might have been his best this year up to that point. And I said, Kieran, you're just like I told you last year, right before districts, I said, you're going to pop. At some point this year, you're going to pop. I said, I think this could be it tonight. He threw 157 feet, 10 inches, broke the school record that Bobby Scott had held, that was 157'8", and he showed that it wasn't a fluke because he threw another one at 152 feet, and he got second at that meet. The kid that won the meet threw 170 feet, broke the record that was 160 feet down there, and so, I mean, there's two boys that qualified for Drake at one meet because...
Wow, 170.
Because they pushed each other.
Wow.
In the 100, it looks like Hunter will make it at... Right now, he's tied for 28. They take 32. So he came in last year, him and Alex ran it up there, and he came in at the 37th spot last year, but there was 5 kids that didn't... Their coach didn't get him signed up, so he got to go. So this is a repeat for Hunter. Hopefully, like I said, there's 5 kids that he's tied with, so we'll see if he can break out and get in that top half. The 4x1, we are 40th out of 80 teams that get to go. That sounds like a lot of teams, but like I say, we're talking 400 and some teams in the state, so there's a wide discrepancy from the top of the group to where you're getting that bottom, and the boys have really been working hard. We thought we was in on this one a couple weeks back, but the last two meets, like I said, we've run against a little bit tighter competition, and they brought their times down. Right now they're running about a 44:56 is what's going to get them in, and they still have room for improvement. So I mean, that is a preliminary on that one, and then they run the final on that Saturday. So I mean, there's a chance we could be right in there with that. The 4x2 is setting its 7th spot right now. That's a 130.25. That was one of them that we broke the record in at Oskaloosa. Then Tuesday we went over to Sheraton with Carlisle running a good solid race, and we won over there, and then we dropped the time down even more. So we took about a half a second off of it over there, handoffs a little bit better, and like say, nice conditions. The 4x4 is the final one that the boys have in, and we're qualified in 18th spot out of 24 with that, with a 3:27.06. That was our original state championship thing a couple years ago, and then last year we went state champ and Drake champion with that. So we got some big shoes to fill there. We don't have Alex, we don't have Brett. Of course, Zach took Alex's spot at state meet, but we're still going to be one that people are looking at Drake as defending champions, and we still have some room to improve on that. Ryan is recovering a little bit better from his hamstring pull. The last couple meets he's been running in that. He's still improving on his time. He's going to get stronger. You know, this week it's right now it's a little bit of a confidence thing. He knows that it's better, but I think he's still a little timid on it. But he's working hard to get it recouped, and we're only going to get better. And along with that, we know we got a couple other guys that can always step in if we got somebody sick or somebody injured. And I'm looking for that to be place well better than the 18th that we're coming in. I'm hoping that will be one of them that'll be in the finals.
Five teams or five events qualifications based on what we know today. Coach Bill, we got to run into a break, and then the Cyclone fans are sitting there waiting for their moment to get to talk Cyclone football, and I will survive through it as a Hawkeye fan. All right, we're going to talk with Paul Clark when we come back with CycloneReport.com. Five events, Drake relays.
Mary in the high jump.
And so one for the girls, and Jordan was so close, and boy, she's going to be there. You know that. She's going to be there.
I think you'll see a couple events for the girls next year up there.
Absolutely. All right, Coach Bill sitting in for Coach Ratliff this morning. We're going to take a quick time out, come right back. Paul Clark, Cyclone fans, don't go anywhere. CycloneReport.com is on the air. We're talking Cyclone football. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Are you looking to sell your home or property? Looking for a real estate agent that will provide you with the customer service you deserve? My name is Kay Spieler, and I'm that agent. I work with Mossy Oak Properties and have experience also in the financial services industry that can help make your selling and buying experience a smooth process. Call me, Kay Spieler, today at 641-932-1234 or stop in at Mossy Oak Properties and see what I can do for you.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store.
We have a product line that I don't believe we've told our folks about. Amish Wedding, a collection of foods that make me think of all the home canned we used to do. Makes me think of my mom.
They are in pint and quart jars and feature many jams and jellies, vegetables, pickles. They even have jarred pickled eggs.
I personally love the pickled baby beets.
That's Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
All right, Cyclone fans, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're going to talk Cyclone football. That's right here in the middle of spring, an important time for football for our Division I football programs at Iowa State University. Getting into the heart of their workouts. And we got Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com. If you're a Cyclone fan and you are thinking about a Father's Day present for your father. And looking for something unique and special, CycloneReport.com is the place to go do it. And Paul, buddy, you guys not only give all this great to free content, but really if you want to get to the heart of what's going on in the Cyclone world, becoming a member is where it's all at.
Well, you know, it's certainly the goal of what we try to accomplish there is to cover Iowa State and only Iowa State and to be objective about it. You know, you're not going to necessarily come to our site every day and always get sunshine and lollipops because that's not reality. And so we try to be realistic. We try to be objective. We try to just do good, solid reporting. And we're 13 years into this, so we seem to be doing an okay job. Thanks for talking about it.
Well, you know, this is a crucial part to, for the program right now because, you know, you really need to develop and all these teams are trying to find their mixes, to find the guys, and the competition that you can get in spring really can catapult you when you get in the fall. For this program, what are those positions, those places that really those battles or competitions are really the strongest?
Well, I mean, you can – the team coming off a 2-10, 3-9 record the past two seasons, you can make an argument that there should be competition at every position, and that nobody is from the past two seasons should be so safe and so secure that there's no competition for their job. But I think for the most part, what we're seeing more so than competition is we're just seeing where can Iowa State fill some holes. There's certainly some good competition at linebacker in terms of several guys that are competing and some new faces. They bring in Jordan Harris, who sat out last year. I mean, he was in the program. He just didn't play last year. He's a JUCO transfer. And Iowa State really has lacked a solution at Mike linebacker ever since they lost A.J. Klein and Jake Knott, of course. So they've really been searching at linebacker for some playmakers. Jordan Harris is a guy that looks like he's ready to step in and really be that kind of guy. The defensive line is also an area where Iowa State needs to find some new solutions. They've got a pretty good one in nose tackle, Damon Tucker. He probably stood out as the player of the game, I thought, in the spring game last Saturday. He's just Iowa State fans that can remember back 15 years or so. We'll remember James Reed, who played on the defensive line for some of Dan McCarney's first really good teams, went on to a nice NFL career. Damon Tucker is a lot like James Reed. He's a little bit undersized in terms of how tall he is, and that's probably why he's at Iowa State and not playing at LSU or Alabama or someplace like that. But extremely quick and strong, and I think he's a guy that can really make a difference on the defensive line. So Iowa State, you look back on the last two seasons, you can't really say it's more important to fix the defense or the offense because they both need a lot of fixing. But I think the defense is where Iowa State has an opportunity to make the most improvement this year.
Well, it's been, it's an offense that's built to score a lot of points. You know, you look about the plan or the scheme and what the coordinator's been able to do in the past. This offense has been built to score points. Whether or not they can get that done, that's the big question mark. But certainly the dynamic of the offense is there for Iowa State fans to really have a treat on the football field.
Well, you hope so. I mean, it's the second year for Mark Mangino as the offensive coordinator, and you hope to see a lot of improvement and growth from year one to year two. Iowa State is extremely talented in the wide receiver group. That's assuming they're all healthy. They had five scholarship wide receivers that were either not playing or playing with a blue jersey on in Saturday's spring game, the blue jersey meaning they're non-contact, you can't hit them. Health is obviously a big part of that. They need a bunch of those guys to come back and be healthy, but they've got options at wide receiver. I mean, Quentin Bundridge is coming back from his injury that he suffered in the first series of the first game last year, and he was out for the whole season. You put Quentin Bundridge, DeVario Montgomery, and Alan Lazard out on the field, that's three pretty good wide receivers for Sam Richardson to throw the ball to. So that's a very good group. Richardson is obviously important. He's a senior coming up this fall, so it's kind of now or never for Sam Richardson to be good all the time. We've seen Sam Richardson be very good at times. We've seen him be not so good at other times. The challenge for him now as a senior, the whole point of being in a program for 5 years is to get to your senior year so when you're good all the time. and maybe you bottom out at above average, and when you're outstanding, you're outstanding. So he has to be a much better quarterback for Iowa State, I think, this year for the Cyclones to make any real moves, any real steps forward on the offensive side. He just has to be more consistent and be good all the time.
Well, Paul, I think the Cyclone fans want to hear right now, is this program capable of making a three to four game improvement on its record from a year ago, and really be in a position to have a chance to get a bowl bid? Is this team got the makeup to do that?
I think, yeah, capable, absolutely. I mean, I think this is going to be an Iowa State team that's like a lot of Iowa State teams, where and really what's been a pretty standard and consistent quality, I think, throughout the Paul Rhodes era. If the majority of things go their way, and they can pick up an upset along the way, and in general, they have more good breaks than bad through the course of the season, it's a team that can be in contention for bowl eligibility. And like we've seen the last couple of years, if things don't go their way, if the injuries pile up a little bit, there's just not very much margin for error. And so I think this team is in that same category with teams in the past few years. And it is a team that's certainly capable of getting to six wins and getting to a bowl game. As you look at the schedule next year, I think the first five games of the season, you all have to be put in the quote-unquote winnable category. But then the seven after that, at least at this point, you would say Iowa State's probably the underdog in all seven. So the first five games are critical. I don't think Iowa State can come out of those first five games any worse than 4-1. And really be in a legitimate situation, a legitimate position to make a bowl game. So watch the first five games next year, and I think 4-1 is a bare minimum. 5-0 is obviously better, but we'll pretty much know what Iowa State's going to be after the first five games next year.
Well, let's talk about the renovation real quick. The bowling in the south end zone. It looks fantastic on the webcam, but it's going to really add to the environment, an already really good environment.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's no question about it. It's something that's kind of been 40 years in the making. When they originally built Jack Trice Stadium, there was talk then, you know, hey, we're going to build it like this now, but we're building it in such a way that the end zones could be enclosed someday. Well, someday's finally here, 40 years later, and it's going to make a big difference. They put a new video board up on that south end that'll match the one on the north end, which will certainly be a nice feature. And just closing in that end, it just gives it a little bit of a bigger stadium feel. Capacity now is going to be up around 60,000, and there's still the hillsides on the north end, which is really a family-friendly place to sit. A lot of people like those, so they're keeping that on the north end, but they're gone on the south end. It should make a big difference, but obviously the real goal is to take that additional revenue and take that improved atmosphere and process it and refine it and turn it into wins, because that's what it's all about.
Well, Paul, real quick, Cyclone fans want to read about the spring game and get into the details of the program and get into that behind-the-scene information. Where can they go to take advantage of CycloneReport.com?
Yeah, I mean, we have a subscription sign-up page on CycloneReport.com. If a person's never been a subscriber before, they can sign up and get their first week for free to look around and try things out. So just follow the signs, as they say, follow the links to subscribe, and we'll get you hooked up with a subscription. People can do it month to month if they want, so you're never made more than a $10 commitment. Once you know it's something you want to do, then you can go ahead and sign up for an annual subscription, and it costs even less per month. But we like to give that month-to-month option, especially for new people, just to try it out. And it's not a big expense by any means, so it's a good chance to get in there and look around and see what it's all about.
Well, all the inside information, CycloneReport.com. Paul, thanks so much for stopping by, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you here in the fall, and we'll all be rooting that the Cyclones can find a way to get back to a bowl contention.
Hey, well, I was looking forward to football season. Thanks for having me on, Jason.
Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com, and another Coach's Corner in the book, a busy Coach's Corner here, and Mushroom Hunters? Just send me your GPS location. Let me know where you're finding those mushrooms, and I'll help you carry them out of the woods and into my kitchen. All right, you've been listening to the Coach Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you right back here next Saturday morning.